Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe. Or, at least, on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
You know, it's interesting how these big names of these scandals, especially when they're in positions of power, really grab the headlines, you know. But sometimes it feels like the real story, like the depth of it all, gets a little lost in the commotion. And I think that's definitely true of this whole Alex Murdaugh situation, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Most people, they remember the murders, right? His wife and son, tragic. The whole nation was captivated. But today we're going deeper into a different side of this whole thing. It's equally shocking, honestly. Murdaugh's financial crimes. We're basing this deep dive on this John Monk article. Came out October 2nd, 2024.
Right.
So here's the thing, right? This guy is already serving two life sentences for those murders, right? And then, boom, he gets hit with another 40 years, federal this time, for financial fraud. 40 years on top of life. It's unusual, to say the least.
Yeah, you don't see that every day.
So it really makes you wonder, what did he do that was so bad?
Exactly. Yeah, and why was this sentence considered so absolutely necessary?
Like, they had to throw the book at him, even with everything else going on.
It's fascinating, you know, because it goes beyond just the amount of money involved, which, by the way, we're talking at least $10 million, potentially even more.
See, that's what gets me. It's not like a one-time thing.
Yeah. No, not at all. This was deliberate. This was calculated betrayal.
Mm.
And it went on for, think about this, at least 15 years.
15 years.
At least.
That's incredible. And this article, it really lays it all out there, like a web of deceit.
A web. That's a good way to put it.
I mean, stealing from his law firm, that's bad enough,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But his clients, close friends, family, his own family.
That's where it gets really heavy, you know? I mean, we're talking about a lawyer. His whole career, his whole life, it's built on ethics, on trust.
Right. The clients trust him with everything.
Everything. And Judge Gergel, the judge in this case, he used the words disgrace and disrepute.
Wow.
Strong words. He was highlighting how this kind of betrayal, it doesn't just affect the people directly involved.
Yes, bigger than that.
It erodes the entire system, you know, people's faith in the legal profession, in justice itself.
It makes you wonder, you know, how could this even happen? It's like, you know, they had to make an example out of him.
Right.
Like, this is where we draw the line. You can't just go around betraying trust like this.
Especially in this profession.
Exactly. It's the foundation of the whole legal system.
Right, exactly. And you know what really drives that point home?
What's that?
The fact that he got 40 years on top of the life sentences.
That's true. I mean, he's already facing the most serious consequence there is.
Right. So some people might say, what's the point?
Yeah, it's not like 40 years is somehow worse than life in prison, right?
Exactly. So it really makes you think about the message they're sending.
What are they saying then?
They're saying these financial crimes, they're not just a footnote.
I see. So it's about accountability.
Exactly. Holding him accountable on all fronts.
So even if, and I'm just saying is here,
yeah,
hypothetically.
Sure.
Down the line, something happens with the murder convictions.
Okay, yeah.
These financial crimes, they still have their own separate consequences.
Exactly. It ensures that no matter what, the severity of what he did, the impact on his victims.
The victims, right. It's easy to get caught up in the legal back and forth.
It's crucial to remember the human cost.
Their lives, their livelihoods, their sense of security, just shattered.
And we're not just talking about random people here.
Right. This wasn't just some random fraud scheme.
These were his clients, people who trusted him with their legal issues.
Friends, family, people who depended on him.
Exactly. And that kind of betrayal that cuts deep.
It's that emotional toll, you know, that a prison sentence can't really touch.
It's a good reminder that white collar crime, it might not be as
in your face.
Yeah, as violent crime, but it can be just as devastating.
It's insidious, right?
Absolutely. It can go on for years, hidden in plain sight.
And then when it all comes crashing down,
the damage is done.
Speaking of crashing down, this article mentioned Murdaugh's lawyers. They're not giving up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they tried to get that 40-year sentence overturned.
On what grounds?
They called it cruel and unusual punishment.
Cruel and unusual.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. 40 years is a long time, but
especially on top of everything else.
Right. stealing millions, it's not exactly a slap on the wrist kind of offense.
No, yeah. No, not at all. So what happened? Did the court buy it?
Nope. Appeal was rejected.
They said this sentence was appropriate, huh?
Given the severity of the crimes, yeah, and the scope of it all.
So that's it then? Case closed?
Well, the article did say that his lawyer, Jim Griffin, he might try to appeal again.
Really?
Yeah, but whether that'll go anywhere, who knows?
It just shows how determined they are to hold him accountable.
It's like they're sending a message, you know?
Absolutely. This isn't just about Murdaugh anymore.
It's bigger than one man. It makes you think, though, you know?
About?
Like, if someone like Murdaugh, a lawyer,
right,
real respected, everyone thought he was a stand-up guy.
Right, right.
If he could operate like this for so long...
Years!
Years. What does that say about the system? Can we even catch these guys? Prevent it.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The one that sticks with you long after the news cycle moves on?
It's bigger than just Murdaugh, isn't it?
Way bigger. It's about power, about accountability, the potential for abuse. I mean, it's everywhere, right? Even in the places that are supposed to protect us.
Sobering thought. So as we wrap up, any final thoughts? Something for our listeners to ponder?
Be vigilant, you know? Question things. Demand transparency.
Don't just blindly trust, especially when it comes to money and the law.
Exactly, because the consequences.
They can be devastating.
Life-changing. And, you know,
what's that?
It makes you think, how can we as a society do better? How do we tackle white-collar crime, especially in these professions where trust is everything?
It's a question we all need to be asking. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.